This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. You have multiple insurance needs, and you need great professionals to handle all of them while also doing everything they can to save you money. That is Purdy Insurance. The pros, pros. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And don't forget the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. We'll be out there for that. Get your team together and join us for a great event for a great cause. All right, always great to talk with John Griffin, the head basketball coach at Bucknell. First of all, John, how you doing?
Steve, I'm great. Happy to be on. Happy to discuss the upcoming topic that you are going to talk about, but I'm doing well. We are just finishing the academic semester.
Yeah. Well, the first ever head coach of the Charlotte Hornets was Dick Harter, the former Penn State head coach.
Yep.
The new head coach is now Bucknell's Charles Lee. What does it mean to everybody there and to you to see him ascend to this spot?
It's special for a number of different reasons. I mean, it's historic. It's special. I think that whether you play with Charles, watch Charles play, or just spent time with him, is just incredibly proud and excited for him. You know, there's a couple things about Charles that many people don't know, especially in the circles that he's existing in right now in the NBA. He was an unbelievable player. He was essentially a borderline NBA player. He was the last cut of the San Antonio Spurs and had an unbelievable professional basketball career. And then we had to make hard decisions, and this one wasn't as hard of a decision in terms of his life, but he retired, and it's taken him a different path. And he worked on Wall Street and got married to a Bucknell alum who was also a basketball player. So many people call his coaching career, he's one of my closest friends in life, and he's had these interview opportunities now for about 4 or 5 years. And banging at the door, and eventually you get put in a position where you hope you're going to get the opportunity. He deserves this opportunity, but leader, he's charismatic. I'm telling you, the people in this community, we revere him. He's a legend, and I'm just so proud of him and happy for him. It's just such a great moment for him, but also selfishly for Bucknell basketball. It's put us on a really, I mean, we have Mike Muscala, but this is a global moment for us, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Right. There's only 30 of them. He's one of the 30. In a world of 8 billion people, he's one of 30 NBA head coaches. So there are certain guys that you can look at and say, you know what, I could see that guy someday being a coach. Was he one of those guys?
You know what? Early in our career together here at Bucknell, he was actually a guy that I thought would be in the NBA.
Right, yeah.
For, you know, a decade. Like, I didn't view him as a coach, so to say. I viewed him as a elite player. And even the years following his graduation, him and I spent time together in Germany. He's 2 years older than me, and he was in the first league, and I was in the second league. And his career statistically in Europe were unbelievable. So it never really crossed my mind. And then we kind of jumped into this coaching space at the same time. And I had just finished my video coordinator year with the Pacers. The NBA went into a lockout. Charles was finishing his the year in New York City. And we started hitting like the, it's called Hoop Group, but it's a camp circuit. And just really started to network together. We got in the car together and went, stayed in hotels together. And he got hired here as an assistant at Bucknell, and I got hired at Ryder as the director of basketball operations. And at that point, you could see, at least on a day-to-day, how he could really get the most out of somebody. And in coaching, that's such a critical and invaluable. It comes very natural to him. So he's ascended to this unbelievable spot. But along the way, he's progressed at a natural rate, and this was just the perfect time for him and his family.
Is he one of those guys, you know, because you've been around him so often, whether player, coach, or whatever, that has what can be termed as that next-level mind? In other words, when he was playing, the athleticism's one thing, the mind is another. Was he one of those guys?
You could probably point to, you know, a few things that we did schematically. I talked to Coach Flannery last night for a while, because his coach is pretty darn strong right now. And it's very unique, because these are all people that have done well in the coaching industry, but not as his assistants, although he has that world as, you know, he has head coaches right now that work for him. But
right,
his team, his players, especially the two teams that down around here, beating Kansas and Arkansas and the success we had.
Yeah.
You have Charles Lee, who's a head coach in the NBA, and Kevin Bentancur, who was his side-by-side, you know, contributor, who's a head coach, successful head coach in Division III. Here I am leading the helm at Bucknell, and we've had strength coaches, and it's kind of been an interesting dynamic here. And what I can tell you about Charles is he is very innovative. NBA and his trajectory, he has been a part of some unbelievable teams. Like NBA, he's an NBA champion in the playoffs, I think, 10 of the last 11 years.
Right. Well, and you know, you've been around it. It is a different level, and it's as much strategy as it also happens to be personality management in the NBA. You have to have both to do it, strategy and personality management. You know, and you know, because you've been there. You know, I'm not telling, you know, I'm just telling the audience, not you, obviously. But, you know, so you have to have a certain temperament to do it. What is his temperament?
I think that he's very personable, and he's very even-keeled. So Kevin Bentancur and myself, you know, you spend so much time with your teammates. We're very hot-headed. wear our emotions on our people. Kevin's from Boston, Peabody, Mass. And Charles found a way to absorb, I would say, the heat that we gave off as competitors and redirect it. And he's got a very unique ability to understand people quickly and ultimately give the energy and attention that person needs to be the best version of himself. It's unique. And everybody that spends time with Charles will tell you that he is a pretty unbelievable person.
Makes a big difference. Makes a huge difference.
No doubt. This is awesome. It's so, for our program, it's such an historic moment. But again, around here, he's a legend. I mean, he led us in scoring against Kansas. We beat teams we shouldn't have beat. He was our number one player, and he's a competitor. He's a winner. But as you just alluded to, you have to be able to connect with people. As a head coach in the NBA especially, and
if I was to say what's his number one attribute, it's that he can really connect with people
on a deep level, and in this case, help them be the best
players and people that they can be.
No, I mean, look, yeah, and of course the Bucknell fans all remember him being Patriot League Player of the Year, three-time All-Patriot selection, won back-to-back Patriot League Tournament MVP awards. As you said, Charles Lee could flat-out play.
Yeah. Now he's head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. It wasn't too long ago that we were running around Lewisburg in the orange and the blue.
Yeah.
You know,
so, that's right. No, it's right.
Under 40 years old. He's 39 years old, leading an NBA franchise that is, I think, cusp of being a playoff team. They have some first-round draft picks, and they have some young talent on the roster right now, a young talent that I think Charles will be able to connect with immediately.
Well, see, that's an interesting point you bring up. Being 39, and I know he's been in the NBA for 10 years as a coach, but being 39, and you're at that point, too, with you, you're working with some younger players, but does that still allow you to connect with them because you're not Steve Jones, who's in his 60s?
You're a young 60. You are a young. The way that you travel around the country with Penn State, I think it does. I think you have. I think what at 39 years old, an advantage for Charles is that he understands today's landscape, college or not college, but professional landscape, and
right.
I would say the distractions, the complexities, and the priorities of what she is living in right now in the NBA. And at 39, you're in tune with that because, number one, you're still young enough that you're paying attention to trends and things of that nature. But number two, you're slightly ahead of the people that you're coaching from a life standpoint, whether it be children or marriage, and you'd be able to provide mentorship there that is real-time applicable.
Last Chip time builder. We talked... Okay, I'm sorry. Last time we talked, he said it was always important just to get everybody get a little bit of time away from each other. Because it's a long year. So how important is that time? How did you personally elect to use it that will make this a better summer for everybody?
We are just in the beginning stages of it. So transfer portal window closed May 1, and we finished our recruitment for the class 2024. And so our students are leaving campus now for about a month, and we've been with them for a year because we were we went to Italy last summer on a European tour. So it's been right now space, phone calls, text messages. You still have to be ready to recruit. There's an upcoming recruiting weekend. Of course, that's the lifeline of the program, but giving everyone their space, making sure that after 5 p.m. You are responsible with your phone calls and your text messages. I mean, that's the most important thing because the phone has a tendency to drive your life right now in college athletics as a basketball.
So last night, it's funny you say that because last night I was at an event in Philadelphia with James Franklin, and I was out checking something in the lobby, and all of a sudden James comes out into the lobby and he goes, "Oh, I found it." They said, "What'd you find?" I said, "What'd you find?" He goes, "I found my phone."
It's a lifeline. It's unbelievable. You get incredible anxiety when you lose your phone, trust me.
John, it is always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking time out to talk about what was really a fun topic today. When someone that you know and appreciate and respect so much achieves this, it really is remarkable.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about him.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate you. John Griffin. I was calling, and I mean this. I think John's an outstanding coach. He's going to tell you, I need a better record. Of course he does, right? But that's because people who are driven and want to accomplish something are going to feel that way. But John is an outstanding coach. Bucknell is so lucky to have him back. Very fortunate to have him back. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.